This figure requires that you analyze the chart and understand that there's a pressure altitude conversion where you have to use interpolation to get the answer correct. So if you get an intermediate altimeter setting, you need to look at the difference between the pressure altitude conversion factor of the previous and the next setting that's available, and then look at the difference between the two. If it's an intermediate setting that's exactly halfway, that's great, that's real easy. If it's not halfway, you have to interpolate. Well, you have to interpolate even if it is halfway, but the interpolation is a little bit trickier if it's not halfway. For example, most of the questions require that you go interpolate exactly halfway between the values. There is one question, though, where they give you an altimeter setting of 28.22, and you'd look at the conversion for 28.2 and 28.3. Well, the difference is 97 feet if you subtract the difference between the two values, and you have to determine the amount of difference to be subtracted from the 28.2. So if you take the difference and you divide it by 10, and then you take 2/10 of that, you'll get the correct answer. The way this chart works is it requires that you go into the altimeter setting and get a pressure altitude conversion factor from an intermediate altimeter setting, which requires interpolation. Once you get that, then you can come up with a pressure altitude value, and you take your pressure altitude value and you impose it on the chart so that it's parallel to the diagonal lines. Once you have that line in place on the chart, then you can enter the chart from the bottom through the air temperature scale, go up to your pressure altitude line, stop, and then make a left and exit the chart to the left. That'll give you your approximate density altitude. You may have to find density altitude for two different sets of pressure altitude values. The question may ask, what's the effect of a temperature decrease and a pressure altitude increase? So you may have to work two problems and find out what the answer is to one problem, what the answer is to the other problem, and then answer the question accordingly. There are a couple of generic temperature pressure questions, and the relationship that you need to know is that when the outside air temperature is warmer than standard, the density altitude is higher than pressure altitude. The worst combination in terms of performance would be high temperature, high relative humidity, and high density altitude. Those all reduce takeoff performance. The factor that increases the density altitude the most would be the increase in temperature. High density altitude reduces aircraft climb performance. Let's look at figure number 9.